the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date's July 2nd, 2020. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize that, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you.
Phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In case of an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're coming. Call him, not coming, but call him, and he'll answer 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
You can always find updates for the breaking news all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, everything you need to know about the ministry. You can find it at
SimplyProphecyHour.com. That's ProphecyHour.com.
What are we?
We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, and YouTube, and some FM stations. So please pray about supporting our time.
And airtime is due now. It's second day. Technically, it was due yesterday. Today, airtime is due. So, folks, we need your support. If you enjoy these programs, and I know you do, we get a broader audience every week. And we really got some breaking stuff that we'll be talking about either today or ongoing. So we do really need your help to pay airtime, right?
Yes, we do. And we also need financial help, too, for the other bills.
Well, that's
we do need to pay radio airtime, says. You can hear it.
We're talking about that.
Okay, and let's thank our listener base in places like Burgonde, Siberia.
That's Belgrade.
Belgrade, Siberia.
No, Serbia. Serbia.
Serbia. Dublin, Ireland. Juraz, Chihuahua, Mexico.
Juarez, Chihuahua, like the dog, Mexico.
Well, I said Chihuahua.
Yeah, but Juarez.
Well, whatever. Mexico. Bristol City, Bristol, UK, Kansas City, Missouri, Corpus Christi, Texas, Santa Ana, California, and Wichita, Kansas still is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Okay. Anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brent77. Now a prayer, and we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out their ears in which to hear and understand the truth. In your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, so much to talk. I'm going to throw this out there, and then we're going to have a song. But, yeah, the job report came back again today, and it was skyrocketing up that the jobs. Sounds like America's coming back, but we're hearing a lot of prophetic things and different things that we'll get to a little bit later. But let's have this song first.
Can you hear it? When we worship, the Lion of Judah roars.
nation, the Lion of Judah roars. Strongholds crumble all around us in the presence of.
I had to throw out a Paul Wilbur song today. I love Paul Wilbur. That particular song was recorded live in Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles, probably maybe even 20 years ago. But it's a really great song, and I love it, love it, love it. Anyway, so let's talk about something good. Years ago, this what I'm going to share with you right now was pointed out to me by somebody, and I really don't remember who it was that pointed it out to me, but it really just blew me away. And I think it came out when I first started seeing all the debate with different names about Yeshua. So let's go with this.
Isaiah 62:11. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him.
So, clearly from this, it says, Lord, well, let's break it down first. Okay. First, the word Lord here is defined as, now I'm looking, I looked it up in a concordance, as I did many, many times, but the here, the word Lord is defined as Jehovah, which means the existing one. And of course, with the word Jehovah, it wasn't Jehovah, it was Jehovah. Okay? But let's go back to that. So the word here is defined as Jehovah, the existing one, the proper name of the one true God. Now that comes from Strong's Concordance. Then we go to the word salvation and see what it says. Strong's Hebrew 3468 says Yeshua, Y-E-S-H, and it's pronounced two different ways. But then a U is added for pronunciation. But that's Strong's lexicon and, again, concordance. So let's read it again like this.
Behold, Jehovah, the existing one, hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy Yeshua, salvation cometh. Behold, his word is with him, and his work before him.
Okay, so there you have it. The word salvation in the Hebrew word is Yeshua. The U is added when they write it out with the right pronunciation, it does come out Yeshua. But so when they spell it, they add the U so that it will pronounce better. And Jehovah, again, is really not Jehovah, but it's with a Y. And so there you have it, the word Jehovah, and you have the word Yeshua. So Yeshua's names, this even blows Jews away when you tell them that Yeshua's name, you know, that Jesus' name is actually in Isaiah and his other places in the Word. Wherever it says salvation in the Old Testament, it's saying the word Yeshua. And what is his name? What did his mama call him? Mama called him Yeshua. Okay. Now, I thought we should at least bring up here that a pastor by the name of Dana Coverstone has had some prophetic dreams, and many people have dreams, but some prophetic and some not. These dreams seem very online with what is going on. We have not passed judgment. I will speak with him next Thursday at 5 p.m. Central about those dreams. And tonight, Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club will be on air with me to talk with me about them, because Stan already interviewed him, and he already interviewed, right? Just for the record, not going deep into it, what did you think of the interview and the words that you heard?
Well, it's pretty prophetic.
Pretty prophetic.
Everything he said just about to come to pass.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, it was...
Or is coming to pass, or he's seen what's coming to pass, he's seen what's happening.
Right, when it talks about the description of the things that happen, it sounds like it very well could be. Now, I have not passed judgment on it yet. I won't until I get, and I've been praying to the Father for confirmations on this particular thing. But it is exploding all around the internet and everything. And tune in to the second program tonight. And we'll be talking about it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, President Trump is expected to deliver remarks at Mount Rushmore on Friday night at the celebration, which is slated to include firework display, military flyovers, and to kick off the 4th of July weekend. Friday night's event will be hosted by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, and the president looks forward to taking part in the Independence Day festivities hosted by Governor Noem, and celebrating the greatest country the world has ever known, capped off with a magnificent firework display above the great faces of Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln, wrote the House spokesman, Jed Dierks.
Yeah, and so, of course, the liberals are going to be on fire about it. And there's a lot more to this. We'll take it. Folks, this article was found from Fox News, but there's a lot of them on it. But all the other newspapers are just doing nothing but complaining about it.
Yeah.
You know? So, anyway, let's go on and read it all, and we'll talk more about it.
A spokesman from Noam's office told Fox News that South Dakota's Mount Rushmore fireworks celebration will also include a Blue Angels UH-60s from the South Dakota National Army National Guard, F-16s from the South Dakota Air National Guard, and Ellsworth Air Force Base B-1 bombers. Earlier this week, Noam welcomed attendees to the event but said that they will not be expected to practice social distancing even as cases of COVID-19 continue to surge across the county.
Country.
We're asking them to come be ready to celebrate, to enjoy the freedoms and the liberties that we have in this country. Noam told Fox News the Ingram Angle, but we won't be social distancing. We will not be social distancing. Okay. Noam said those with concerns about the event are welcome to stay home, and added that the face mask will be distributed, and they are disturbing, especially to people that have breathing problems, to those who choose to wear one. And that's the way it should be, not made to wear one, choose to wear one.
Yeah, and they did initiate, they're initiating it in Kansas, and they're making, and a lot of places are making big, but, you know, while the governor said, is going to say or initiate it tomorrow on Friday, in Kansas, the Republicans, which run the House, okay, she's a Democratic governor, right? Okay, but the Kansas Senate and all that are Republicans, and so they forced a law on her about a month or so ago that said that she can't enforce any of the laws. She can't put anybody in jail for anything, any guideline that they break that she puts forward, like masks. She can't say, okay, or you're going to spend a month in jail. No. The Republicans passed a law that says, well, she can write all the executive orders she wants, but basically just turn them into suggestions because there's no consequence to disobeying them. Okay, go on.
Noam said residents who are conflicted about whether to attend the event should focus on personal responsibility and make a decision that they're comfortable with. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to celebrate America's birthday, to join together, to have fun, have some unity, and really focus on the opportunity in America. Noam said in response to the president's critics, and perhaps that's what they don't want to talk about.
Okay. Okay. For the record, she is, and, you know, she's a gnome. She's pretty, looks like a pretty young lady. I don't know what her age is, but she looks fairly young. But I did hear some reports of that she's a rancher, she ropes and does all those things, and that she's a pretty tough girl, you know. But she doesn't look like she looks pretty cool. Anyway, so let's go on with this, and we're going to talk some more about it, but we've got to get this informed.
Okay, meanwhile, the Trump administration will host Independence Day celebrations on Saturday in Washington, D.C., which will include a monumental fireworks display. The Interior Department, though, urged onlookers to follow Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, including practicing social distancing, wearing a mask or face covering, and avoid public events if experienced any symptoms of COVID-19. The agency also said it would supply more than 300,000 cloth face coverings and distribute them to visitors attending the celebration at the National Mall. The department said, however, that the face coverings are not surgical masks or respirators, and warned that supplies are limited and visitors should not rely upon receiving a mask.
Right. In other words, they're going to have some there, but they don't know how many people are going to attend. And that reminded them that they're not, in other words, they're saying they're not foolproof. That's their out, so they can't be sued, you know what I mean? But so here's the point. This is actually, we're talking about two different stages of celebration. Tomorrow, President Trump will be in South Dakota. and then they will have their celebration there at Mount Rushmore, which, by the way, the left is starting saying, you know, it needs to be dynamited and taken down, which then Taylor Swift came out and said, well, we need to destroy the Statue of Liberty, moving it. What a bimbo. Anyway, really, you know, artists should stick to things. She's got a pretty voice, you know what I mean? But politics, just keep your mouth shut, you know what I mean? Because people won't ever listen to you again. It's just like, I can't tell you how many TV movie programs I just flat will not watch because I found out the foul language that some of these actors use towards President Trump's or towards whites in general. And you expect me to watch you in a movie or listen to your music? No, I'm not. But anyway, that's the way that they are. But then, so then Trump will be at the National Mall where he was inaugurated at, and they will have a big to-do over there. So it'll be 2 days of it. That'll be July 3rd and July 4th. But there's something else coming. There's and we're going to talk about it when we get back from break. But for the record, so we'll take a minute for this. You said earlier we were talking about needing support for radio. Yeah, absolutely we do. But we also need support for the mission bills, and things need to get paid because, folks, it's summertime. When summertime hits, it's like the donations are like a water faucet that was running maybe medium to full blast, but all of a sudden, as soon as summer hit, somebody quickly grabbed the spigot and turned it down to a drip. And so that's why I love summer, but I dislike summer because we always just barely make it through summertime. That basically what you need them to know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, folks, we're going to have to go take a break, and we'll be back in when?
4 minutes.
And go to proxyhour.com. We'll be right back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Fire on the mountain, Moses went to see. The bush was burning with the flame by the power of God's glory, standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. Take his sandals off as he was standing on holy ground. Daniel in the lion's den, he trusted in God's word. Those hungry lions' mouths were shut, and not a hair on Daniel was hurt, and he was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing. Meshach, Abednego, into the furnace they were tossed. When the king looked in, there were four, not three, but they had their sandals off, and they were standing on holy ground. Yeah, they had to humble down. They were standing on holy ground. David told Goliath, you come with sword and shield, but I am the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He was standing on holy ground. Yeah, he had to humble down. He was standing on holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. They were standing on holy ground. Are you standing on holy ground?
The art of decorating eggs dates back to the spring rituals of pagan sun worship thousands of years before Christ. The spring fertility goddess Aphrodite, Eostre, or Easter, was thought to have turned a bird into a hare, thus the Easter bunny laying eggs. The most important motif or decoration pattern was the symbol of the sun, crosses, triangles, rosettes, and stars. The egg representing fertility has played many different roles throughout the ages and has been associated with the pagan sun worship of many civilizations, including Greece and Rome, the Germanic countries, and even in Japan and China. One Egyptian account relating to the mystic egg of the Babylonians says that a very large egg fell from heaven into the Euphrates River. When the egg was hatched, out of it came the goddess Venus, or Astarte, from whom the name Easter is derived. Today, on the date known as Easter, which is celebrated at the exact time as the pagan fertility rites of antiquity, Easter egg hunts are held by traditional Christian churches around the world. Many times, religious leaders, fully aware of the abominable practices associated with Easter, failed to sound the alarm. The Bible says that they will be held accountable. It is no coincidence that the pagan practice of decorating eggs has crept into the organized church and is now associated with the resurrection of Christ. It is part of an age-old scheme to substitute the ways of the heathen in place of the true worship of the Creator. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And yep, we're broadcasting live through the Flint Hills of Kansas. I guess the beams could go through. No, anyway,
go through the Flint Hills.
Cut through the Flint Hills. But yeah. So my wife just informed me right during that break time that the governor did issue it. She hadn't heard it yet, and it left it up to the individual cities to decide what the punishment or whatever would be or whatever. That's because the Republican Senate or whatever here in Kansas disarmed her a couple of months ago. They passed a thing that said that, that she could do all the executive orders she wants, but as far as COVID-19 is, that she could not enforce any kind of punishment for failure to comply with her guidelines. And so she has to leave it up to the individual counties and cities.
Well, and I have a hard time with anybody enforcing a mandatory wear a mask on all the citizens, because there's people with respiratory diseases, and I am one of them. I have major COPD, and I, at the start of all this, tried to wear a mask. I cannot breathe. I can't even hardly walk from house to house without losing my breath. There's no way I can wear a mask. So I don't see how they can enforce something on people that's going to cause them to hurt themselves.
Okay. But like the point says, is we need to see what the cities say. And yes, what you pointed out to me, I don't know whether it was California or Michigan, but there is a state that absolutely does enforce those things.
And it's a $25 fine if you don't wear a mask.
$25
fine if you don't wear a mask.
Right. And so there are some places that do enforce it. So anyway, we do need to, people need to claim an exemption or whatever.
Another big thing about this that worries me is even with just a few little trips that I go to the store, I see these people with their children, little small children that have masks on, and they're not on their faces right, and the kids are all doing their hands up in their face and messing with their mask. The kids are going to get more sick trying to make them wear a mask than they're going to do wearing a mask. What they need to teach the kids, don't touch your face, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your nose, don't touch your mouth, and hand sanitize in the car when you get in and out of the car.
Let's stop a second here.
It's just crazy.
I don't even see the reason for kids to wear the mask because, number one, the kids aren't being affected by COVID, period.
Right. And it's crazy.
We got a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to move on. And like Frank, the producer, points out, he said there is an exemption. If you can't breathe with one, if they do confront you or something, you need to tell them why you're not wearing it, not just, I don't want to do it. You need to claim the exemption. And I agree with Frank, and you need to state, I have COPD or I cannot breathe with it, and that's my exemption. Okay, moving right along. So while we're talking about the 4th of July, Michael Snyder, in a report that he put out, pointed out this really big, I think, big thing that's going to happen.
Okay, organizers are planning. You want me to do it?
Yeah, we say that.
Massive protests will rock our cities on July 4th as a Pomona lunar eclipse.
Okay, I'm not sure how to pronounce that one either, but penumeral, it's just to say lunar eclipse, because it'll be explained further down, is visible above America. In other words, America on the 4th of July, starting at 11 o'clock at night, about 11:30, there's going to be, I think it's a two-hour solar eclipse.
Organizers are planning on making July 4th one of the biggest protest days so far, and law enforcement authorities all over the nation are bracing for the potential for more violence. Usually the 4th of July is a day of great celebration in this country, but this year the mood is completely different, and many on the left are hoping to use one of the most important holidays to make a very memorable statement. It is being anticipated that some of the largest protests will be in Washington, D.C., and the White House in particular has been chosen as a focus. One protest will end with large numbers of protesters occupying the eclipse just south of the White House, and another protest, which is being called a Million Man March, will proceed directly in front of the White House and will end at the U.S. Capitol.
Now, stop. Michael's really good at reporting things he does every day. I really hadn't heard of this, but that doesn't mean it. I believe Michael to be true. I just haven't seen the article. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, a very unusual sign in the sky will occur on July 4th as well. As long as the clouds don't block it, people all over the country will be able to view the pyramidal lunar eclipse. On the night of July 4th, the full moon will pass through the parts of the Earth's shadow, creating a lunar eclipse that will be visible across North America and South America. This will be the first lunar eclipse visible from this part of the world since 2019. Oh, it's one whole year. People in some places in Africa and Western Europe will also be able to see part of the eclipse. The eclipse will be the perfect celestial event for those across the United States staying up late after Independence Day fireworks, as long as clouds don't interfere. Could it be possible that having such an eclipse occur on the anniversary of our independence is a very bad omen of our nation.
For our nation.
For our nation.
You're right. It is. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. According to the USA Today, this eclipse will begin very late on July 4th and will continue into the early hours of July 5th. The eclipse will begin Saturday at 11:07 p.m. and last until 1:52 on July 5th. The best time to look will be about 12:30 during the middle of the event, according to AccuWeather.
Okay. I think EDT is Eastern.
Eastern, whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's time. Eastern time. Okay. Anyway.
Our founders could see us today, oh my, they would be absolutely horrified by what has happened to the republic that they established. Most of the population has completely rejected the values that this country was founded upon, and there is no longer a single set of values that unites us. Instead, just about the only thing that we can all agree on is that most Americans are very, very angry.
Okay, and there's more to that article that Michael did, and you can find it on his website, themostimportantnews.com, or I think it's posted over at my pastor's page. You can go to that. And folks, there's some really good articles I post over there on the pastor's page. If you go to prophecyhour.com, you can look and you see a picture of a guy praying. That's the pastor's page. Click on it. Or the actual website is thepastormb.blogspot.com. That's so long. So anyway, go check out some of the articles over there. Anything that we usually talk about that's important, I put on that page. You know, I don't put it in with all, because if you, and yeah, it will go out at prophecyhour.com, you know, on that page, on the front page, but I post so many articles a day that you really got to scroll sometimes to find some of the things that are on it, because I post most of the breaking news over there. But folks, and if you're interested though, if you want a lot of news, you want a lot of emails, you can go to that page over there. You can either subscribe to the page at prophecyhour.com, or you can very simply, there's a box that says PNS, which is Prophetic News Service. You can subscribe to that. I'm going to put a subscribe box on the pastor's page so you can get that. Anyway, but now this is from Breaking News Israel. They really have some good things on it. And so this is what they say about the lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse of the 4th of July, they're calling it a warning to nations, Israel, according to the 100-year-old prophecy.
Wow.
And this is by Adam Berkowitz. And this was written yesterday, July 1st. Okay.
Before the great and terrible day of Hashem comes, I will set portents. Portents?
Okay, stop a second. I'll help you with both these really quick. This is the way they pronounce it. Now, I don't know why they pronounce it like this, but instead of saying God, they say Hashem. Hashem.
I've always heard Hashem.
Well, you pronounce it the way that you want, but Hashem, Hashem, whichever, I will set portents in the sky and the earth, and that's separations. Okay, go ahead, read it all.
I will set, what is it, portents?
Call it the way you want it.
In the sky, on the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. Joel 3:3, the Israeli Bible. As fireworks fill the night sky on the 4th of July, people will surely notice the changes taking place to the full moon, the first of the summer season, as it slowly changes color. Through the lunar change will be... Huh?
No, not true.
Oh. Though the lunar change will be a subtle and 100-year-old prophecy warns that this eclipse is an omen, and that should the nations force Israel to give up the land in Israel, a foreign leader will pay with his life.
Yeah.
A lunar eclipse takes place when the earth is between the sun and the moon, and the moon passes through the earth's shadows. The 4th of July will present a partial preliminary lunar eclipse in which the moon misses the inner darkest part of the earth's shadow, and instead it glances the outer, less dark part of the shadow. This will subtly darken a part of the lunar surface.
Okay, stop a second. Let's back up here. Now, according to their 100-year-old prophecy, that if any of the nations force Israel to give up land in Israel, a foreign leader will pay with his life. Okay, now, let's be clear on this. The annexation is the reason they threw this out as part of it. And the annexation was supposed to happen July 1st. But that was a voluntary thing. And the annexation, though, is going to expand the land of Israel to the bigger borders. And there's some rabbis that are all on board for it, say it's great. And there's another faction that says it isn't great, that it's given away land to the Palestinians. But the land is being taken by the Palestinians, because the first thing that they have to do is disarm. And they said they will never disarm, and they don't accept this. So I don't look to see that Trump is forcing them to give up the land. But let's take another thing. In this prophecy, which we still don't know if this dream is 100% or whatever, like I said, I took it to prayer for confirmation, and I am releasing it, been putting it out. But in it, when it talks about when he talks about the vision he saw in the White House, he saw senators sitting in the White House, but he saw a presidential office being vacant.
Yeah, there was no, he never seen the president.
He never seen
anywhere.
The president anywhere. So that doesn't, So I don't know if these things are connected.
Maybe he was at Mount Rushmore watching the fireworks.
Mom. Moving right along.
Lunar eclipse takes place when the Earth is between the Sun and the Moon, and the Moon passes through the Earth's shadow. The 4th of July will present a partial perimenal lunar eclipse in which the Moon misses the inner darkest part of the Earth's shadow, and instead it glances the outer, the less dark part of the shadow. This will subtly darken a part of the lunar surface. This eclipse will be entirely visible on July 4th and 5th through much of the Americans, though much of the Americans...
Americas. You know,
Americas.
That means
America,
more,
not Ken's. Okay.
Yeah,
you're
well, they should have said... well, I know.
Too much of America, not America.
Well, it's because there's two Americas, right?
There's two Americas?
Oh, my gosh. Did you go to school?
I don't do
there's
history.
North and
America
South
America.
America
and South America. It's still America.
Yeah,
America. Just North and South.
Yeah.
Okay. Through the northwestern area of the United States and Canada will only be able to see the eclipse at moonrise. Okay? Those in much of Africa and parts of Western Europe can see a bit of the eclipse at moonset. The eclipse will not be visible in Asia, Eastern Europe, Northeastern Africa, or the northernmost parts of North America.
Okay, and Frank pointed out, the producer said, Linda, you should slam me because I didn't mention
Central America. Right. Go, Frank.
Right, right. Okay, sometimes the producer should just be quiet over there. Anyway, Rabbi Joseph Berger, the Rabbi of King David's tomb on Mount Zion, emphasized that a lunar eclipse can clearly contain a message from Yahweh. He cited Genesis as a source. Hashem said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate day from night, and they shall serve as signs for the times and days and for the years. And that's clearly, that's what it says. That's where you get the calendar. That's Genesis 1:14. The rabbi noted that the interpretation of these signs will be assessable in the days preceding the final redemption, as Yahweh will intent will be expressed in nature. After that, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters, this is from Joel, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. I will even pour out my spirit upon male and female slaves in those days, before the great and terrible day of Hashem comes. I will set portions in the sky... importance, and I think that's whatever, I'm going to have to look that word up. Anyway, in the sky and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke, the sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. That's Joel 3:1-4. The sun and the moon are how Yahweh will announce the final redemption, so everyone can see and everyone will have the Ruach HaKodesh, that's the Holy Spirit, prophetic ability to understand. Rabbi Berger explained, this is also true before the Exodus in Egypt, when all the Jews were given prophetic ability to understand that it was time. Unfortunately, even though some chose not to leave Egypt. And you know what? Egypt has always been coming out of Egypt has always been a representative of coming out of sin, too. And so that's the same way it'll be in a notable day of the Lord. You know, people will know that it's a sign, but they won't come out of their sin. A modern man does not understand how Yahweh interprets appears in nature, how Yahweh speaks to us through nature, Rabbi Berger said. To the prophets, this was very, very clear. The rabbi referred to a discussion of the eclipses in the Talmud, which specifies that certain lunar eclipses are a bad omen for Israel, since Israel is spiritually represented by the moon. If the lunar eclipse takes place in the east side of the heavens, then it is a bad omen for all the nations in the east. And similarly, if it occurs in the western hemisphere of the sky, it is a bad sign for all the nations in the west. Well, if it's a bad sign and it's doing it on the 4th of July, we don't know. Anyway, the rabbi cited a book of insights written in 1984 or 1894 by Rabbi Moshe in Poland. If the moon is eclipsed in the month of Tammuz, then a sultan will die suddenly and great troubles will follow, Rabbi Berger, quoting yet another source. The eclipse will occur on the 12th day of the month of Tammuz. When the moon is eclipsed in Tammuz, a king, Lucy, will die suddenly and a great confusion will follow, leading to great problems. And Lucy is generally translated as foreign, as seen in the book of Psalms. When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Yaakov, from a people of strange foreign speech. Anyway, clearly this refers to troubles for the non-Jews, Rabbi Berger said. The word sultan is not generally used, but is used in reference to Arab leaders. Since the Muslims mark their months only by the moon, this seems to be a sign for them, those who built the gold dome that sits upon the Holy of Holies. In other words, we're talking about the mosque. Anyway, the end of this section describing the omens contained within eclipses, the Talmud states a disclaimer. When Israel does the will of Yahweh, they have nothing to fear from all of this. So, what they're saying, they're proposing it too, that it could be very, very bad. We don't know, folks. We really don't know, but we should be aware. I do believe that the signs are put in there, the sun, the moon, and the stars, but I also believe that they're also set on cycles that are already there. And you know what I'm saying? But when it's different, it's like that. Then it's put on the men of Yahweh to say, well, we feel it, you know, we know it, and so on. I don't know what happens, what's coming for this nation. The thing that you listened to, that was pretty devastating by the dreams the other day that you listened to.
The guy you're having on radio tonight?
No, he's going to be on radio next week.
Oh,
but Stan interviewed him, and that was the interview that you heard was with Stan.
Yeah, it's got some pretty eye-opening stuff in it. Everybody needs to listen to it.
Right, and you need to listen to it, but you need to pray about it and figure it out for yourself. I mean, you know, I can't tell you if it's 100%. Now, if an angel comes and tells me or something, then I'll tell you it's 100% maybe, but, I feel unctions from the Father. I'm just not going to stick my neck out and say it's 100% because I don't know. And a lot of times, though, dreams and visions are also given. Here's a big thing, too, about dreams and visions. Dreams and visions are also given to prophets and to just normal people so that we will, this could happen.
Right.
You don't change your ways.
Right.
You know, and so it could very well be, when you hear the context of this, folks, it does really, really sound like it's a warning to the United States. Will it come to pass? Well, the guy isn't even, we'll find out what he says, but, you know, he isn't even saying, thus saith the Lord. It wasn't an audible voice or something.
He's just saying what he's seen in his dream, and it's with the calendar and the dates, and it's September and then real bad in November.
Yeah.
So
He did say September.
In September, and it's like really super bad in November.
Right, right. So we don't know, folks, but it's enough that we are taking the time, we're showing it to you, and you have to make that choice for yourself. And so, anyway, that's what dreams and visions are. Now, open visions are a different thing. Anyway, so now we got about 4 minutes. Let's talk about this first real quick, because you was bringing it up with me today, yesterday. Kids going back to school, what do you think about that?
I think they should go back to school.
Right.
It should be a personal choice. There's people that don't want their kids in public school. There's people that have no other choice. There's people that can't do homeschool. It's just a personal choice. But I believe that, for the most part, public schools should be open for the mental sake of the children.
Okay. Well, here's something that I take issue with. And Frank's over here saying, close the public schools forever. We need to change the curriculum because that's where all these kids came from anyway, this brain
right.
from the school. But let's go out like this. Here's what drives me crazy. We hear it over and over, and you even said it yourself, we further mental health. Yes, kids need to be around other children. But I take a real issue that if kids can't stay home, and men and women can't stay home and live within their family, and they have problems with it, and marriage problems, because they're home together. I take a real issue with that. Because
right.
if you're, then something's wrong with your family.
Yeah, the problem's at home.
Yeah, then there's something wrong with your family. If you have to be separated, you have to get up and be separated from everybody every day to be have mental health, something's wrong with your family.
Right.
You know, there has to be, because, you know, we wasn't always meant to be like this. And so anyway, now then, now that that's soapbox is over with. Let's do something else. Actually, I want to talk about the Wichita Mission Church. Folks, we have a lot of people showing up. We really do need your help over there. And like my wife pointed out, we need help to pay the Mission Church bills. Yeah, we're still here. We're in our 21st year, and people freak out when they find out how long we've been doing it. And that's because it's all by faith. Even when we don't have the money, we're there. We always manage to do something because of the Father. But the point is we need donations for bills and what else, Mom?
For the supplies and to run the mission, to operate.
Yeah, well, here's a good example. Well, let's say, you know, somebody donates the stuff to make a dinner, but you can't serve that dinner unless you have the donations to do what?
To buy the plates and the forks and the stuff you need to serve it.
Well, right. Well, they don't know.
To make it. The stuff you need to make the whole dinner. You can't just, you know, got to have the other stuff.
Right. You have to have salt, pepper, everything. But my point is the paper products, you have to have them in order to do it. And not a lot of people even, and the reason I'm pointing out, not a lot of people even think about that. You know, they, well, okay, I'll donate stuff for dinner, but you can't just even use regular paper plates. We use to-go plates.
Right, because they don't sit down and eat like they used to. They have to take it with them, so it's kind of hard to carry a plate of food open. You know, you've got to have it in a go plate.
Well, even if we did serve it to them to sit down, even in those days, we had to buy paper plates and spoons and forks and all that.
And go plates.
And go plates. You know, because, you know, what are you going to do, wash 60 plates? You know, I mean, we don't have a dishwasher.
We do. We have several pairs of hands.
Yeah, depending on any given day. Anyway, so, you know, and our audience is, the audience we always point out, there's a large audience in Wichita. Folks, if you want to help, you can donate clothing, just make sure it's clean. You go to the store, buy some to-go plates, meat, whatever you want to donate, we'll use it. But think about, listen to what we're saying and donate those items. Pray about it. I mean, because, after all, you're the largest group of radio listeners.
Just simply save your bags when you go to the store until you have a bag full of bags, and then bring them to us.
Otherwise, we have to go to the store and buy bags. And so,
we go through hundreds of bags every Tuesday and every Friday. Hundreds.
Yeah. Let's say there's 60 people in line, and if we give out anything else, even the plate, other than those 60 plates, let's say we give out some bread, then there's a second sack. So you're talking over 100.
And then if you
sacks.
Have milk and water, then there's three. Sometimes they get three or four bags.
Right. So you're talking about getting up there to almost 200 sacks a day. You know, so, folks.
Well, I can tell you the last time we did hygiene bags and food bags, and my daughter-in-law brought me two big bags of bags that we filled the girl. I've got a girl that somebody crocheted that you stick the bags in there, and she was nice and plumpy and big, and then Manny comes in and says, I'm out of bags.
Okay, well, we got to get out of here. Folks, you can donate online or over the telephone or mail a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And remember, please, if you don't wish to help with support, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free. Donations keep us on the air. And two, folks, here's another thing you don't think about. The Wichita Mission Church is 120 miles round trip for us, and so we have to pay gas and two vehicles to get there and back, so there's that too. So pray about supporting the work we do. If you want to tell them goodbye, we've got to get
and
out of here.
And happy 4th of July, and happy birthday, Pastor Dan.
Yes, my birthday is the 4th of July. Anyway, and I'll be 65. Folks, you must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights on the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mom?
Remember to always be a blessing to others, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for when you're praying for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return.
And the Torah tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem also.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Be safe.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.